As anticipated, Hurricane Idalia punched Bullock and surrounding counties pretty hard on Wednesday. Compared to the Valdosta area, which was pretty devastated, we are fortunate. As of 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday, August 30, 2023, there are nearly 200,000 Georgians without power statewide. NWS Charleston reported over 6 inches of rain for most of the county, which came down in a little over 6 hours. With an inch per hour, the city and county experienced flash flooding, which has closed roads all over. Sheriff's deputies, Public Works for City and County, and Good Samaritans are still at work trying to clear roads all over the county at the time this story was published. Reports of several pond dams busting has impacted roads as well. Lee Eccles, Bullock County Deputy Public Service Director, reported average wind speeds of 14 miles per hour with gusts over 30 miles per hour. The combination of heavy rain and high wind gusts have also downed trees all over the county. This has created significant issues for Excelsior EMC and Georgia Power Company. Power Company's crews are very limited with what they can do to repair service with severe weather conditions. Joel Hanner, Georgia Power Area Manager, told Grice Connect that GPC crews will be working until midnight tonight, Wednesday, August 30, making small repairs and assessing damage. They have a large amount of resources that are coming in tonight and will hit it hard beginning early a.m. Thursday. According to Joseph Jones with Excelsior EMC, they are assessing the damage and formulating an efficient restoration plan. As of Wednesday night, they had crews heading to help them from Cobb EMC, Snapping Shoals EMC, and Central Georgia EMC to assist them. Power outage maps. Excelsior EMC, Georgia Power Company, Trinity Episcopal Church in Statesboro opens for respite. Trinity Episcopal Church, located at 4401 Country Club Road in Statesboro, has opened their church Wednesday night through Thursday to allow citizens without power a place to come charge phones, rest a while in air conditioning, and get enjoy refreshments. Reverend Charles Todd, rector, has generously offered their church to our entire community. The church will be open, but they have limited volunteer staff at the facility. Enjoy and use the facility, but respect their generosity. Shower facility open at Splash in the Borough. The Aquatic Center at Splash in the Borough, located at 1388 Georgia 24 in Statesboro, will open their showers for public use on Thursday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and on Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday, September 1, 2023. The showers will be open and free for public use. Use caution when traveling. Down trees and flooded roads have many roads closed in the city of Statesboro and in Bullock County. Use extreme caution and travel tonight only if necessary. Use caution on your way to work on Thursday as well. Flooding should be subsided by morning, but road conditions may still be difficult, especially dirt roads.